When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what's up, guys? I don't know whether this is going to be an extra or an episode, but I did want to talk on WrestleMania 40 overall. You know, I think this is going to be an extra. Then I think that I am going to do a full-length video talking on each individual match, but I can say that this has probably been one of the best WrestleManias that I have seen in a long time. Like, I still remember the very first WrestleMania that I sat down and watched, where it ended up being like maybe a couple of years later after it had came out, but WrestleMania 21, that was one of like my favorite like WrestleManias, because that was the first time I actually got to sit down and experience a WrestleMania. But then the not the first time, but like afterwards, then I remember I didn't order it. My mom had ordered it because I was a kid at the time and I have no money. All right, yes, I did not have no money when I was a kid. Okay, sue me. But anyways, WrestleMania 24, that was the first WrestleMania that I like got to see, not live, but like live on pay-per-view or something, wherever you want to call it. And then I remember watching 25 26. I remember I skipped a bunch of different WrestleManias, and then I'm trying to think, did I watch any other WrestleManias after that? I think there were some WrestleManias that I had watched after that. But this WrestleMania, it was good. It was definitely a WrestleMania where I'm like, it's always going to be memorable. And I'm like, last year's WrestleMania, I mean, that was good. Every WrestleMania that I've seen is always, even like the pandemic WrestleManias and stuff, you know, they were different, but it was good too and stuff. But that's one thing that I'll say, is that this WrestleMania, it stood out more than any other WrestleMania, just because of how many emotions were running through these WrestleManias and stuff. I'm like, throughout this WrestleMania, like, this was a very emotional WrestleMania. And I don't think I've ever seen, like, where you got so many people. I'm saying, you even got Samantha Irvin, where she's crying, bruh. I'm saying, like, that, yeah, this WrestleMania is definitely a WrestleMania to go down in the books. You know, I don't think there was not one bad match. And I am going to talk on it because I do have like a wrestling channel now called Wrestling with T-Moss Boss. And I will talk on some matches where they were just getting negative criticism. But I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, well, you go out there and be a wrestler for like 20 plus years and things, and then try to like have like a match and stuff like years later. I'm saying every other match, I'll talk on the match where it was receiving a lot of negative attention. But yes, I will say that WrestleMania 40, definitely one of the best WrestleManias that I've seen. You know, and I know there's gonna probably be people out there want to argue, talking about it wasn't all that good, and then I'm like, hey bro, I ain't hearing none of that. I liked it. That's all that I care about. As long as I liked it, that's all that matters. All right, so, but anyways, let me know if you guys liked it. How did you overall feel about the matches and stuff? Stay tuned for the video on my wrestling channel, Wrestling with T-Moss Boss. I got a lot of videos coming out for that channel, from shorts, and then longer full-length videos and things. But anyways, thank you guys. Stay tuned for the next extra, and peace.